News in the Church, Morning News, July 11, 2024, by Paul Johannes. Welcome to News from the Church, your source for Catholic news and updates from around the world. The news is edited by Paul Johannes Nies, and you're listening to EWTN Norway. This is the morning news for July 11, 2024. Let's begin with the Saint of the Day. Saint of the Day, Saint Benedict. Today, we honor Saint Benedict, the father of Western monasticism, known for his rule of Saint Benedict. He established guidelines for monastic life that emphasize prayer, work, and community living. His contributions have significantly shaped Christian monastic practices and continue to influence spiritual life worldwide. Saint Benedict's legacy remains a testament to the enduring value of discipline, humility, and devotion in the pursuit of holiness. News stories. The blessings of Saint Palat, Gerard Magella, in Miraculous Operations. In a heartwarming story, many believers are attributing the success of numerous miraculous operations to the intercession of St. Gerard Magella. Known as the patron saint of mothers and expectant mothers, St. Gerard's intercessory prayers are believed to have brought about healing and successful outcomes in critical medical procedures. His intercession is sought by many facing difficult health situations, with testimonies highlighting extraordinary recoveries and renewed faith. The faithful continue to seek his blessings, reinforcing the deep spiritual connection between prayer and healing. Bishop's Committee faces backlash over call for Cuba to be removed from terrorism sponsor list. The U.S. Bishop's Committee on International Justice and Peace is facing backlash after calling for Cuba to be removed from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. Critics argue that such a move could undermine efforts to hold the Cuban government accountable for human rights abuses. They express concerns that delisting Cuba might send the wrong message about the importance of addressing political repression and violations of freedoms. The committee maintains that delisting Cuba could foster better diplomatic relations and aid in addressing humanitarian issues. Radio Maria in Nicaragua shut down by country's dictatorship. Radio Maria, a prominent Catholic radio station in Nicaragua, has been shut down by the country's government. The move is seen as part of a broader crackdown on freedom of expression and religious liberties. The station has been a vital source of spiritual guidance and community connection for many Nicaraguans. Its closure has sparked significant concern and condemnation from international observers and human rights organizations. The shutdown highlights the increasing restrictions faced by religious and media institutions in the country. Bishop Zaidan condemns targeting of civilians at Holy Family School in Gaza. Bishop Aelius Zaidan has condemned any targeting of civilians, specifically referring to a recent incident at the Holy Family School in Gaza. The school, which serves as a refuge for many during conflicts, was reportedly damaged in recent attacks. Bishop Zaidan's statement calls for an end to violence and a renewed commitment to peace and protection of innocent lives in conflict zones. Catholic Archbishop in Angola warns scout coordinators about jealousy and envy. During a gathering of scout coordinators in Angola, a Catholic archbishop warned against the dangers of jealousy and envy. He emphasized the importance of unity, cooperation, and the positive values that scouting promotes among the youth. The archbishop's message aimed to strengthen the moral and ethical foundation of the scouting movement within the country. Catholic Charity lauds U.S. legislators for approving bill supporting religious freedom in Nigeria. A Catholic charity has praised U.S. legislators for passing a bill that supports religious freedom in Nigeria. The legislation aims to address and mitigate the religious persecution faced by various communities in Nigeria. This support is seen as a crucial step in promoting peace and protecting the rights of religious minorities in the region. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you for joining us on News from the Church. Remember to tune in this evening for the evening news, where we'll bring you more updates and stories from the global Catholic community. God bless you all, and may your faith continue to inspire and guide you. This is EWTN Norway, wishing you a peaceful and blessed day.